design of vase, and we're looking at the Rashi's. Because of Shem Yishimin. Sounds right? So, the more assumed, the person wanted to throw 8 and he threw 4, that's the same as because of Shem Yishimin. It's not like a perka, but the chayiv, v'bezerisius. He's chayiv with half of, only part of what he did. Even though he had intent to do a larger amount of work, he wanted to write a whole word, he only wrote part of it, he's chayiv. So, same thing over here. So he said, but my question is, in the case where he wanted to throw 4 and he threw 8, what happens over there? So he said back to him, well, Hanul de Boimine, isn't that which they asked, Ravina asked Ravashi, and Ravashi answered, if a person will not say, Kombachim Shetitza Tzenuach, Lame Chayiv. The only time he's chayiv is where he lands where he wants it to land. So in this case, and over here, in both cases, whether it went further or shorter, mifter. If unless he would say, I don't care where it lands, but the case was that he wanted to land in a specific place. If it didn't land there, he's not going to be chayiv. But whether he wanted to throw 8 and threw 4, lo yishno lizrik arba v'zarek shmona is potter. But you said a case of he wants to throw 8 and he throws 4, he's chayiv like Shem Yishimin. But he's chayiv like Shem Yishimin. The pshita lay that you assume it's chayiv. Kamosiv, that's what we're asking, that what you asked that. No. Midami hosom, kol kamadol kosiv shem, lo mitiv shimin. You can't write the word shem without writing the word shem first. Hilki kasa of shame be kavana kasa. That's called you wrote it with kavana. For avalei malacha the yesh shame adam bebezersius halal. You've accomplished something because there is a name here in these two letters. But over here hocha kol kamadol zorik dalid. You tell me a person if he doesn't throw shetanuach l'tzav dalid l'mizrik l'tamanya. You can't throw 8 without throwing 4. And landing, but to me, it's a question. Obviously, that's not true. Hilchinoch ben Seif Dalid, when he's coming Machshav, when he lands after 4, he's not. It's not part of what he wanted to accomplish. Well, don't be the Shem Yishimin. It's not comparable. Loshen Acher, Hilchikasin, Amar Mar, because of Shem Yishimin, Midami Vahihi. Some have it that the Gemara was like presenting it as, I know you want to make a parallel, it's not a good parallel. Some are saying the Gemara actually presents it as a question, the Gemara gives an answer, it's the same idea. Tanur Rabbanan, back in the Gemara, bottom, second last line. Zarkim Rishisa Rabim, Rishisa Rabim, Rishisa Yachid Be'emsa. It throws one Rishisa Rabim to another Rishisa Rabim, through a Rishisa Yachid. So, Talad Amos, Chayiv, if the distance of the travel in the Rishuyos Rabim, Rishus Rabim A, it traveled 3 Amos, and Rishus Rabim B, it traveled 1 Amos, so it traveled a total of Talad Amos in Rishus Rabim. So the fact that it went through Rishus Yochid in the middle doesn't take away the Chayiv, it's Chayiv. Pachas Me'erba Amos is Potter. Mora says, "My kamashalim. What is the point that it's trying to tell us? It's trying to tell us how kamashalim the rishuyos means darfus, and the dolarmina includes the kamashahunt. So he's not chayiv because of the act of going from shisurabim to shisuyachid to shisurabim. We don't say klutz kamashahuntcha on the airspace of the shisuyachid, but we do say rishuyos and mitzdarfus, and we combine the two rishuyos to say that he traveled dalaham." Rashi, it's just the bottom line. It's just the Rabbim, it's just the Rabbim, it's just the Yochab, it's just the Rabbim, 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 even if you have to combine the two, the that which you traveled in Rishas Rabbim A and Rishas Rabbim B, together with Talad Amos, it's just the Rabbim. We don't say that there was a klita, we went to enter into the Rishus Yochid, and then it's like landed there. Rishus Hashavas Mitzdarvas. The same Rishus is Mitzdarv. Rishus Rabim Zuim Zu. Rishus Rabim Zuim Rishus Rabim Zu. And this is a look for Pierre. See, Domer Perak Hamboitsin Yamin. After Halamecha, the Rishus Echad is Chai, which every Rishus is Potter. The person does an act of what is the case over there? Mine's blank. It was a chatzigur. It was a case of chatzigurgus to what from Jewishus and Yerabim. If a person takes out the Chatzik Gergis to Rishus Rabbim A, and then another Chatzik Gergis to Rishus Rabbim A, so he's Chayiv, because he's Motzi a Gergis. If he takes out the Chatzik Gergis to Rishus Rabbim A, and the Chatzik Gergis to Rishus Rabbim B, Rabbi Yossi says, you're Potter, because Rishu is an Amit Starfis. So this then over here would run parallel to that halacha over there. Mishnei Rishu is Potter. So we're saying that we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We hold the Rishus of Mitzdarfas. So therefore, traveling Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabbim A, no, traveling three Amos and Rishus Rabbim A and one Amos and Rishus Rabbim B is a Mitzdarf. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Marvadal and Amos Rishus Rabbim Makura is Potter. In Shabbos, we had this before in the Daf Hei. The prison would have Rishus Rabbim, but there's a roof over the Rishus Rabbim, he's Potter. The Fish and Adarma Ladigle Midbar, because that's not how it was in the Midbar. The Rishus Rabbim in the Midbar was not roofed over, wasn't covered over. Featherberg Hashe, really? Aini? V'hagolus, the Mekuras Havyun, the Agolus, which were Rishul Yisyochid, and they covered over the area under them, and Romer Rav, Mishum Rebchia, Agolus, the wagons, Tachteyan, Ubeinayim, Mitzideyim, Rishul Sarabim, under the wagons was Rishul Sarabim. But there's a covering over that Rishus Rabbim. So according to what you're saying, you're telling me that that's not done to the Midbar, because it was Makura in the Midbar and it was still considered Rishus Rabbim. So what are you saying, that Makura should be Potter?
What about the Anani problem?
Does it possess the question? Am I imagining something? Remember, somebody asked the kasha. So Rashi points out, so Tachtein is pretty clear, is directly under the Agolas. What's Beinayin with Sidayin? So Sidayin is Beinayin. The Golas were five amos wide. The Krushim were 10 amos wide, long. So you lay out the Krushim across the Golas. They would extend out 2.5 amos on each side. The two Golas traveled basically with 5 amos between them. So the Krushim would cover over that area and basically almost touch on their sides. that area, Beinayim, was Makura, was it's Rosh Hashanah, even though it had the Krashim sticking out over it. Which is a Sidei, and it's even in the goal itself, it wasn't actually 5 amos wide, it was less than 5 amos wide, but with the wheels, it was 5 amos wide. So the area, which is called, the area where the wheel was, is called Sidei. See, even though the wheels were traveling there, it was called Rosh Hashanah. Some more answers. Kikamar Rav, the Rav says, in the Midbar, it was considered a Rishus Harabim under the Golas, is Midarasa. The more I said later on, that the Golas were made with no bottom, they just had like a frame, there was no bottom piece of wood. So they were open in the middle. But they were Makura with the Krashim which are laying there. The Krashim were laying there. There was space. There was a gap in between. So Rav is saying that area where the gap was in between is Rosh Hashanah. But Echanam, the area which was covered by the Krashim, would not be Rosh Hashanah. Somewhere I wanted to work that out. Where exactly that space is. Rishli Urcha Dagala Nizkama Havoy Nizkama Shaman Pusya Dakarish Kama Havoy Amso Pago. So the Golas, besides being 5 amas wide with the wheels, etc., were 5 amas long. So you're going to lay your Krashim lengthwise across the width of the Gola, and you lay them out. How much area is going to be this? You're saying that in between Keresh number one, Keresh number two, whatever, there's a gap, and that area is Rosh Hashanah. Well, how big is that gap? So let's do the math. So the Agola was 5 amos long. There were 4 Agolas, and there were 48 Krashim. So you're going to have 12 Krashim per Agola. There's 20 on the north side, 20 on the south side, 6 in the back, and 2 in the corners. Right? So there's 48 Krashim. So each one's going to get 12. So the Mor says, Pusya the Keresh, Kama Havoy. The width of a Keresh was how much? Amso Palga. The Krashim were an Am and a half. They were 10 Amas tall, an Am and a half wide. And an Amma deep. But it's right in the Morse Summa, they were laying them down on their width. So there was an Amma and a half. A Kama Moise. So in 5 Ammas, how many can you place? Tlosa. 4 and a half. So Poshalay, Palga the Amsa. You're left over with 1/2 of an Amma. You tell me you left a gap in between each pile. So there's piles of 4. Pile of 4, pile of 4, pile of 4. And there's a gap in between each one. Well, how big was that gap? Well, the combined area of that gap was 1/2 an amma. You put 1/4 of an amma between pile A and pile B, and 1/4 of an amma between pile B and pile C. Well, that's love it. So you have 1/2 of an amma. Kishadale mar Beni ubeni kilovadami. It's considered love. It's that would not be considered an area that, as if it's open, that you should have the halacha of. It's called ena makura. It's like there's a roof there. And if you tell me roofing makes it potter, it should be considered closed and be considered roofed and potter, like your sukkah. If there's a gap of less than love, it's considered roof. Well, we had before the Levium were tall, possibly.
I mean, very tall.
Really tall.
Yeah, they're very tall. It's 10 amos.
They had to reach for the last one on top.
Well, it's 4 amos. Why is it?
Each one says it's an amma wide, and then it's an amma and a half high to get the second one.
No, right now we're laying an amma and a half this way and an amma this way. So it's 4 amos tall. A pile of 4.
In addition to the height of the wagon.
Well, the wagon was 10-12, huh? So, or, you know, the bottom of it was 10th welcome, let's say.
You said they'd be standing around.
Okay. Okay. The Gemara says, "Mi savrit the krashim apusiyu havi kam monochlehu achudon monochlehu." The Gemara says, "So why are you assuming that you laid him out an amma and a half this way? Maybe you laid him out an amma this way and an amma and a half this way." The Gemara says, "Okay, still no. Still." Sumcha the Karish Kamahavoy. What was the depth of the Karish was how much is Amma, so it was an Amma. Kamahavi Moisiv, so we'll assume that you put Amma, 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 Amma. So now you put four down, piles of four, piles of three. Well, if you do that, so partially Amma, so you have an Amma left over. Kishele Mar Beni Ubeni, you divide your one Amma into three parts, between pile A and B, between B and C, and C and D. So each, assuming your amma is six tvachim, an amma is six tvachim, so each one gets two tvachim, that's lovid still. Shelly mar ben ubeni is kolobid amr. Versus honicha, laman da omer krushim milamaton ovian amma, milamalan is kolim mahochan ad keetzpa. There's a mandam which holds that the krushim started out the bottom as they went, they were an amma thick, and as they went up they got thinner. So if that's the case, when you lie it down, you lie it down like that on that side, so when you get from maybe in this end it's an amma wide, but in that end it's just a very minimal space, there's a lot of gap in between the crush. Shaper, Alamandomer Kishem Shimilamatan Avyanama, Kachmin Lamalan is Avyanama. The one that said it remains, keeps its thickness all the way up. So, Michael Emmer, what are you going to say? Omer of Kahana, Be Atboyi, Atboyi. Moore says, you're assuming that you put a pile here, a gap, a pile here, a gap, a pile here, and a gap, a pile here. No, you put two piles next to each other. Two piles here, two piles here, and there was a space in the middle. Because one pile alone would be a little bit shaky, but two next to each other would give a little more stability to it, that it shouldn't fall off, etc. And you leave a gap in the middle. And that gap in the middle was more than loving. And where it says, Hechi monachlehu, still, Agaba the gol, you put in the gol. Gol a gufa makura havoy, but the gol itself had a floor, which would function like a roof over the area beneath it. Some more says, "I'm a Shmuel be Yisaidus." Sorry, it didn't have a floor; it just had like the Yisaidus that have spikes. I think it means like you would have the only thing you had down there was the metal supports, which went from one side to the other, which held it in place. It wasn't closed off with a floor. So basically, it was just the frame, and it lighted on the frame, which was fine for supporting the crush. Okay. Just a little bit of Rashi over here. We're holding by the second narrow line. There was four for carrying the crush. There were six total. There were four used for carrying crush. Makur is Mechusa, while Gol is the Mishkan, is the Makur is Haban. They were covered over the Krashim, and they had the Krashim lying on top. Rechavan L'Erecha Golu. They're width-wise related across the length of the Golu. V'Erechan, their length was L'Rechavan across the width of the Golu. Going over the tops of the walls on the sides. Because that the Rapanei Kol Erecha Golu is Hayim Sidoris. The verse was simply that it was long length of the whole thing, so that's totally covered. Even though the krushim extend out, shtei amos a mechza, an amma and a half each direction. The chol ruach, the rosh krushim shall golas zuma gim, the rosh krushim shall zush shibetzida. Shrechomash amos hoyer bein a golas la golas kila kamon. They travel with a five amma space between the two of them, and the two krushim are right next to each other. The end of the two crushes. Rachab Agola, Chomesh Amos, that's the area of Beinei. Yeah. Rachab Agola is Chomesh Amos. The width of the goal itself was 5 Amos. A Chalal Shtei Amos Amech, so the area in the middle was an Amos and a half. Ben Atfanis, then with the walls, Vefanim and the wheels, Vefanim. The area between where the wall ended and the wheel started, and the width of the wheel, Shtei Amos and Mechsa added up to 2, in both directions, added up to another 2.5. Yud Amos Erech HaKoresh, the Koresh was 10 Amos tall. Kesha Erech HaNosin Al Defnei HaGolos, you put the whole length of the agola, length of the kerish on the agola, nimsu beis amos umechsa both in mikol tzad. It stuck out 2.5 amos each direction. Nimsu rebach shebein beis agolas mikura berashi krushim. So the space between the two agolas was also covered with the krushim sticking out. Tzidayim is rebach shebein doifin agola loifan roifei hoifin. The gap between the wall and where the wheel was is called tzidayim. The air space in between the rows. You make one pile, leave a gap, make a second pile, leave a gap, make a third pile. So he's some of the gaps. Gemara said, well, let's do the math. How long was the goal? It was Hayamas, Kilo Kamot. So common boys have come a storm yokal hoshiv al orech defnesa. So the length of it, you're putting across the walls 3 piles of 1.5 each. 1.5 amas wide each. You put plus of it's too loyal, only 3. The mastika's dalad amas, they recovered 4.5 amas. Partially rebach. You have a half of an amos, there's 3 tefachim, and you put it in between. So each one gets a tefach and a half. Shelly mar ben yubeni. Shatach mechalik the rebach sheben astorim. Ein mechal rebach el revia amos only has a quarter of an amos. The hutefach umechsa tavalei lavut. V'hanu makuras. It's the same thing as if it was covered because lavut. Moore says you didn't lay down the whole width of the carriages as an amos and a half. You put it on the chud, which is an amos. There's more space, and whereas the sumcha is the ivy, is the thickness in. How much is that amsa? Come on, ivy and amma. The ivy was an amma. So come and come from the. So then, how many would you lie on the agola? If each one's an amma this way, you put 4. Arba. The kernel called kamas yochel the saddle pene erech agola humasadr. Maybe you made 2. And we won't have any questions. Because we prefer not to build up, but we can build out. It's much more stable. Each agola had 12. There was total 48. There was 20 in the north, 20 in the south. 20 north, again, each one totaled up an arm and a half, so it was 30 amas long in the north, 30 amas long in the south. And then in the back, there were 6 in the, for the west. There was 2 which went in the corners. Given the Rechoban Amma V'chatzi, their width was an Amma and a half, a Moshe Chudon Kotzer, and the other side was less than that. Sorry, just piss off for a second. If you make a large, very high pile, is hay noifless, they're going to fall. He'll come humbay sifs, you'd spread it out. Arba, you put 4, the chamisha v'chamisha lo yosi. So when you put 5, Rashi says, ama, we get 5 in. You know, 5, another layer of 5, and then 2 on top. Maybe you do that. Rashi says, no. Can't do 5. The chamisha v'chamisha lo yosi, the efshel lo doicha kona lo tzamsim, hoshiv hebis, hey amas. That would be, you know, you can't get it to fit perfect. But furthermore, Rashi says, if they bleed to the tabos, your items which stuck out, they stuck out from the side of the kroshim a little bit, so you couldn't put them right next to each other. So you take, so you put four, and then you take your ama left over, you divide it into three equal spaces. Give this one ama with a space, three gaps. Shemayin arba storm between four layers. Kilovadami shein kan rebek al shein tvachim. So each one is only, so three, six divided by two, three is two. The top of it becomes only an etzba wide. You can remember the ikaravcha tfei bein dalat storm. So you can have a larger area open between the rows. If you lie it flat, it doesn't make a difference. You know, with the width of the amen I have. So how thick it is irrelevant. But if you lie it sideways, the thickness is going to make a difference in how much space there is on that side. It's more arguing on the side of Chesim and Beis. And it goes all the way up the same width. What are you going to say? Omer Rav Kana ba'at boi. B'rev shebein bein tzirei ha'kroshim. There is the gap between the size of the kroshim. Shetabos kvus behen. Where the tabos were placed. Kamer Rav. That's what Rav says. It's considered Shetabos Rav. Kamer you can't get four rows in like you said. I'm sorry, this is the Rashi's wasn't the Rashi's first shot wasn't that you push them next to each other. The point is that there was tabo sticking out. So you put it, so those brichim were on the outside of the Mishkan, sticking out. So if you put it sideways, so those tabos were sticking out this way. So you, so that area, Kamar Rav, that is Rav, and Kamar Yevshel the Sadeh Ba'arba the Sedarim Kiri Kamarta, which the both Kuvim Bekrashim Kiri Siv Yesat the Basim Tazez Zahav, Shah Yotechem Abrichim Lasechem, Pishahin Gavoyas, they put Brichim in when they were standing because they're tall. Shayosh is Al Adonim, they're placed into the sockets. Shayna Mela Amam, they're only an Amma tall. Menanus, Lifni Melacha, they would wave in and out, shake in and out. So brichim mecharim is kulam. The brichim would attach all of them together. Shabrichim dichim mecharim called gimel ruches. Mazikin say as that. So the outer brichim only attached the whole length of the north and the south and the west. The inner brich attached all three directions. Was it the most kufin hayu? Well, sheikh when they stuck out. By your chavim they had a width to them. The yevshel lehem lamed zeh keneged zeh boiser revach. So you can't have them right next to each other within that space. So you put one with the tabas facing this way, one with the tabas facing this way, and you put them next to each other. And the other end, you do the same thing. Those two you could back up to each other, they can next to each other, and the tabos are facing the other direction. You would have, so it still took up four, two amas here and two amas here, but there's a full am in the middle. Bain city at tabos, where the tabos are. Kapishar Baisai. Kachar Yagarsin. That was how my rebbeim shot, and they had the girsa of. In Rav Kana, Om Rav Kana ba'at boyi at boyi. So the Lashon of Tabas. Then Hechimonach Lua Gaba the Gola, but Gaba the Gula is Gubas Makura, Havoy. New question number asked is Makura. Om Rav Shmuel be Yisaitis. First at boyi, Kumay Taboy. They explain the word at boyi, Lashon of a Tabas. Prakina the Mora had then asked the question, Hanach. Ravcha the atboi hechemonach lehu agaba the gola. So you put the space where on the gola, get appreciates. Now, what's that? See, they in a b'nei mishas a rabbit. And the Mordechai then continues and says, okay, so now, regardless of sticking out, where it stuck out, there's an Amma gap. So that is Isha Sarab. It still doesn't help because the Hagola Gufa is Makura Havoy. So for that to show you, Asuyas, Kaliyas, Kaliya Milamato, they were floored. Because in Shalona, Shatayan, Ben Chol, Vofer Labinion, they have a floor to them. You can carry with sand to them or whatever. So they have a floor. So understand, that was just stuck out between the two Hagolas. Now you have a gap of an Amma, it's not covered, so that's Rishon Sarab. But under the Gola itself, it's still covered. So Shmuel says, "Be a seder." I'm sure be a seder. Lahoyu makuris milamata el yisedus hoyu. It didn't have a floor there; it just had the spikes holding it together. Rabbi Chaim, keinos and shalonu asuyas lahavi etzim, like the ones we used to carry wood, which would extend across the sides. You'd have the wall here, the wall here, the wall here, over here, and the gap in the middle would be empty, but that's okay. Belinir appears to atvi kamoi atzibo the sifri amr benochas. The Morse uses the phrase atzibo the sifri, sifri. Who glue on belaz? What is that? Shemavkei amakol echad beroishoy. When Noshech by Dapei HaKuntris, the more phrase of Atma the Sifri, referring to a person would take a piece of wood, and make a hole in it at one end, and you'd put in sounds like you almost like had a flag, had this the book as with a flag. So, v'hachi kamer Rav Kahana ba'ati. So Rav Kahana says ba'atmi lo yonosin revach ben kol sidra v'sidra kira kamarta. We didn't put between each one a gap like you would suggest. The Tesha said a gavoya gimel krashim. There's four piles of three. Kol echad rechav ve'ama v'chatzi. Each one was an amen and a half. Why? Well, you're putting an amma this way, so you mean each one goes up an amma and a half. So it goes up to 4.5 ammas. Meshavei Kotzer was only it's an amma and a half tall. It's only an amma wide, the way you're putting it. Shu amma shaloivi is the amma of the thickness. Mesuloi and not. Terehen noiflis zu also, they're going to fall down. El Moshev shtei shuris shal sholosh shnayim zu etzuzu. You put two piles of three each, three high, right next to each other. Kamin atvi, shishtei slow, so atva smuchas zulazu. I'm not sure what the atvi is, what the word is referring to, but that's, I understand the case over here, but what's the atva referring to, I'm not sure. That you do it on one end. Mazikas, they give each other support. Haseder is beis amas. So now it's sitting on the two next to each other. It's sitting on a base of two amas, an amma and an amma, but they're next to each other. So that's an amma and a half high, but it's two amas wide. Okay, that's the Rosh Hashani, other end. Amas are rebuch bams, and they have the width of the amma in the middle. Brachinan hechemonachlu, a crusher magaba the gol on the gol. For Agola Guva Makura Havoy, it was Makura. Tenasidei and Bnei'im, kid appreciates before. So Grasha, the Rosh and the Bais from my Rebbeim Shpshat ain't Lashon Agirsa near the Kippur Dushan. The language of Atva doesn't fit like that. Makes me Atva not Tabas. Lama Husker Ois and Tabos Kan the Shulchofino the Krashim Shemeshnei Storim Apnimis Shaliyut Hivaseim Chubonim Zukenegad Zuk. I think what Rashi would be suggesting, you could stagger that a little bit. You don't have to, if that's the only problem, you could stagger them. You don't have to put the two together, one side together, another side. Okay. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Trasha Milamatan is Ovin Amma, Milamalan Kolam Holchem Akeatzba. So they started out an Amma, a thickness of an Amma. Each one was an Amma and a half wide, but the thickness going in towards the Mishkan, towards the inside of the Mishkan, was only an Amma thick. But they got, as they went up, they got thinner and thinner. Shinemar Yiyu Tamim Al Roshoi, says, but the Rosh is Tamim. And Mahal and Hoemer says, Tamu Nichrusu. So Tam is Lashon of it's ending, it's being completed. So it's like being depleted in a certain sense, it's ending. So it's getting thinner and thinner as it goes up. Dibir Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Nechem Yomer Keshem Shalom Milamata Oivin Amma Kach Milamalan Oivin Amma. It stayed an Amma thick all the way up. Shemar Yachtov it says the Lashon of they themselves were all together, the all one. Ivoksiv Tamin. So it says they have to be Tamin. The word says Hahu is the Laisu Shleimin. Well, Laisun the Nisri. You can't put it together out of various pizza boards. It has to be one long piece of board. It says Yachtov. What do they do with Yachtov? So he's saying it gets up to be Reb Nachem wrote a raya that it doesn't get thinner because it says Yachtov remains the same all the way. So what does Reb Yehuda do with Yachtov? Hahu deloy lish lish le shalfuchinu meadori. So when you set them up, you don't want one further out and one further in. They have to be. So the lashon of the Yachtov is saying, in regards to the arrangement of how you arrange the trashim vis-a-vis each other, they should be all in one parallel length. Correct. I was wondering about it a little bit. I'm not sure. I guess the point being that even I can figure that out, but there was a command to set it up properly. So I don't think that's
according to the other chart of Tamin. It has a different. It sounds like it means like Shalim.
Well, this chart will learn Tamin the lashon of Shalim.
In other words, it doesn't sound like the same understanding of Tamin. No?
Probably. Okay. Let's just a little. We'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. The Mor says, "Bishlam the Mandomer Kishem Shem the Matan Oyvin Amma Kach the Malan is Oyvin Amma." Hanan Lchsiv Liyarkaze Mishkan Yama Tases Shisha Kroshim. Yishtei Kroshim Tases the Minkutsa Ois. So you have your two corner ones. So how was the two corner ones? Because we know that the length was 30. Length is 30. Inside, so there's six. Six gives you nine amas. And then, but since the thickness of the crusher was an amma, you get an amma going, meeting the corner one. Now, meeting the corner one, you'd have a half amma, half amma. So there was 10 ammas of visible carish in the back. And then there was an amma of the corner one, which was covered basically by the amma of the crushing. So Morris says, so if it's an amma all the way up, so it covered an amma of the corner one at which meant it's coming this way. So it covered an amma worth of that area, right? The thickness of this one, which would fill up the width of the other one. An amma, the mandamer milamata of an amma, the malin kolam hochanat ke etzba. The Gemara says, high aisle, the high nofik. You would have the one in the corner sticking out beyond, right on the Gemara is assuming that it went up like a point, a peak. So if it goes up like a peak, so it's the last one of the north side is peaking here, and there's still some more carriage sticking out beyond that, because it was an arm and a half that way. So the Gemara says, no, the Shavalu Kiturin, that they did it, they did it in a way that it would come up like this, so its outer edge would meet the outer edge, and it would be fine. I think I got that right. I'll see Rashi when we get to tomorrow. So hold the Rashi's.